If approved, Proposition 1 would limit the City of Columbia's ability to designate property as blighted for the purposes of acquiring it with eminent domain. It would also prevent eminent domain from being used to transfer property from one private owner to another. Sixth Ward Councilwoman Barbara Hoppe proposed the bill. She says that it will help soothe concerns about how blight designation and eminent domain are used.
I think there's just general public concern about the overuse and misuse of eminent domain, particularly after the Kelo versus the City of New London Supreme Court decision.
Kelo versus the City of New London was a 2005 Supreme Court case that expanded city government's use of eminent domain. Suzette Kelo, the plaintiff, lost after suing the City of New London for misuse of its eminent domain power by giving her property to another private owner. Second Ward Councilman Michael Trapp says the proposition is more of a symbolic statement of intent for future city councils.
It does limit the city's ability to pursue eminent domain for commercial development purchases, but only if we don't use a state program. And there's nobody on council or ever in the history of council that's ever proposed such a thing. So it's unnecessary and largely toothless.
Both Traff and Hoppe voted for the proposition to be added to the ballot. Jake Godin, KBIA News.